Did this game start to change when you guys got more physical? Was that an aspect of what needed
for
to
sure.
happen to go back the other
yeah,
direction?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. We were we didn't have a good period. That was actually probably one of our worst first periods of the year. And physicality is hard to play against. Like, it's just as a defenseman, if you don't get touched, you make a play going back for a puck, you think immediately jumping up in the play, and just the slightest touch kind of turns you off from it. So it makes a big difference.
Yeah. And your fight, did you feel like that helped tilt things?
I have no idea.
Yeah, how did that conversation go? I mean, obviously he and Fantilli had some back and forth.
Pretty quick.
Yeah,
it was a yes or no question, and he answered yes.
Yeah. There you go.
Yes. What does it say about you guys to come up with a win like this, knowing who's not in the lineup tonight, right? And what happened to Elvis after the first, that type of thing?
Yeah, it feels good. I mean, we've, you know, been in the opposite position going into the third and finding a way to lose them recently and sort of all year. So to have it the other way around and come back against a really good hockey team, beat them in overtime is really nice. It's going to feel good for a very short amount of time. We've got to do it again tomorrow.
Gritty seems to be the word that describes you guys, I think, in the last two games. Just, is that a byproduct of having to pull together like you had to?
Yeah, we're missing some key pieces. And, you know, the game of hockey is inches, and it's small battles all over the ice, angles, stick battles and whatnot. You know, you have to win them. You have to come up on the positive side of that every night to give yourself a chance. And for the second and third, I believe we did that.
How impressed have you been by the growth of Fantilli? Just that's a big goal and a big
Yeah, tonight, you know what? Tonight he was really good, like really good. It's a hard league. I played in at a young age, and it's very, very difficult to do it. So, you know, tonight you could tell that he had some jam, he had some swagger to him, and you know, he carried the puck very well through the neutral zone. You know, when he's humming and he's going, he's, you know, he's a scalpel through the neutral zone, and he can challenge you pretty quickly, so make you feel uneasy. So we need to continue doing that.
It seems like some of that post-whistle stuff kind of even fired him up even a little bit more. The more he's here, it feels like we're starting to learn even more about his intensity. How much are you liking to see that stuff?
Wish every game was like that. Yeah. It's way more fun than playing games like that. No, it's true. Sure. It's true. You know, the best hockey games to watch for fans are the ones that, you know, have that heat to it and that that will to win. And he did a great job for us tonight. He certainly took the bull by the horns and stepped up to the plate for that.
For a team that is going through a growing process like you guys are, and you've had so many gut punches, just how big was not only just the goal to get the point, but then to get the win as well?
It's huge. You know, the way the season's going right now, you sort of highlight that one and don't forget about it. We've had a few of those. That, I mean, I can go back to the Calgary-Minnesota back-to-back that we had, and, you know, you highlight those, and you remember that that's how it's done. You know, we could probably erase our first period, as I said, but, you know, the rest of the game, we did a great job, and that's a very good hockey team with a lot of skill, and it's good to come out 2 points.
Thanks, man.
Cheers. Thank you. Yeah.